I would say, like, just you know you, man,
Yeah.
and you like
I do know me, and you know what
you
I
know
know?
you.
I know that Xbox
Oh
is
shit.
dead.
Dead in
Dead.
the water. Why do I even have one?
I don't even
Did I
know.
ever turn it?
I don't even know why I have a PlayStation, Plus, because that's worthless now, you know?
Well, PlayStation Now apparently is like, what are you even gonna do? Do you even get like grandfathered in, godfathered in?
I
Do you
don't
get
even
kissed on the
know.
cheek? Is it your daughter's wedding day?
Yeah.
Like,
And then, like, Nintendo just gets to spit on us all, and
dude.
we're just happy about it. We're just
We should
happy
have
to be
brought in
here.
a Nintendo
No, we
person in on this.
shouldn't.
Like I'm wearing the hoodie that I'm wearing the Nintendo New York
That's
hoodie.
nice.
This thing is very old, actually. I got this with Dave Moore
Oh, wow.
and Bobby Pauls at the Nintendo store in New York City, probably 2018, maybe 2019, something like
Yeah.
that.
Hoo-wee.
Getting a little old. Lots going on, man. Lots, a lot, a lot is
And
happening.
then apparently in like a few hours, we'll find out even more stuff.
Yeah, okay, so is this a thing? Like apparently
You tell
PS I
me.
Love You got delayed a couple days because people know things that are supposed to happen.
Take it with a grain of salt.
Sure.
Supposedly tomorrow, or as of when this comes
Supposedly.
out, supposedly I have on good authority something's going to happen by the time this has already come out. I
PS5
won't say.
Slim. You know what? That would just be my luck. They're going to announce like a better console form that actually fits in people's homes.
It's like half the goddamn size, because let's be honest, it is too
Dude,
big.
even if it was the size of the PS3, it would be an improvement. Let's be
Yeah,
real.
because like honestly, like the digital edition looks nice. Like it's a great looking
Yeah.
console,
I
and
mean, well, don't go too far, but
well,
it's definitely the better option.
it's
I'll
fucking
leave it at
sweet.
that.
But like
Do
that
you know,
disc
like, are you
is.
alluding to, like, do you know something? Do you, or think you, like, have you heard something? Did you hear about this?
All I know is when I ask someone, "Hey, should we record on Wednesday or
Yeah.
Thursday?" They
Yeah.
said, "You're good with recording on Wednesday."
Oh, okay. So
So,
not a slim version.
a
People can't
wink.
hear you wink. People cannot, like, thankfully, that'd be kind of gross if you got like the
Right?
goopy eye and people can hear like
Zoop.
the
I miss talking to you,
squish.
Sean. It's been too long.
Oh, and I know, once a month, man. That's it.
I
And then we go
know.
our separate ways. We
Yeah.
go, I don't know, wave the
Do
flag
you
of our
even like Ryan?
consoles. I love Ryan, of course, man. What are you talking about?
Do
I mean, he's
you
leaving the PlayStation
even like
drive,
him? I know.
so open spot.
Like
Do you like Kyle? Do you think next year for Fantasy Critic, like you and me should go up against Kyle and Ryan? I think we should have a separate one because it's so funny, and maybe we jump into this. I'll have to load it up here. It's like anytime anything happens in this fantasy league, like if it's good, I'm like, I called it. Like Destiny 2, that was my pick. Ryan didn't want this thing. He didn't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole. I picked it. I wanted to get King of Fighters 15 or 94 or whatever it is, and Ryan's like, absolutely not. That one ended up getting like 85
Yeah.
on this thing,
Can I be
and
honest with you? I hate to help you, but you got a
yeah.
lot of weeb shit in there, man.
Well, dude, who's my partner?
I know you got a lot, you got too much weeb shit.
We go through it like, okay, because today the reason that this comes up and it's really, it's in the news is the Zelda business. Zelda
Yeah.
was one of the games that we had chosen. We thought it was a little bit risky,
Was.
but if it landed, then obviously it's going to be 104 on the Metacritic.
Yeah.
On the Metacritic,
Just because of the name Zelda alone.
absolutely. Maybe they'll have unbreakable weapons. That'll push it over 100.
No. No. They'll be
Probably
like, we're
not.
gonna
Probably
bring
not.
everything this time. Yeah.
But Zelda's not coming out until next year. I actually went on earlier today to try to drop it, but the site was so busy. I feel like everybody was doing the exact same thing.
Real talk, this Elden Ring's game of the year. Seems like, right?
Oh, probably. Well, Starfield. I mean, Starfield is on your guys' list too. You think you can? No, not even a little bit.
Honestly,
Do you think there's an erosion that will happen with Elden Ring though over time? Like, I think that's happening with pretty much everything since Halo.
yeah. If you're it's, so to me, the way I look at Elden Ring, and maybe time will like divorce the logic here, but like Elden Ring came out, and I feel like the way you should do an open world game has changed, or the
Oh, snap.
expectations. And I think the way that Bethesda does open world games is kind of like the halfway between Horizon telling you, or, you know, talking way too much, and Elden Ring showing you way too little.
Sure.
And they're also like, you know, we're going to take you by the hand and guide you. And I don't know when they're like, it's Skyrim, but in space, like, that's their tagline. I'm like, but like, are we kind of over Skyrim, though? Like, that's my only thing.
I wasn't, and people might hate me for this, I was never really into Skyrim. I like BioWare's version of high fantasy more than Bethesda's. And that's kind of what I'm hoping for from Starfield, actually, is I'm not necessarily looking for, like, the evolution or the next evolution of, like, open world, like Elden Ring did. Or what was the other game you were just comparing to?
Horizon Forbidden West.
All right. I'm looking for characters. Looking for, like shit that matters, like, that has, like, choices that have consequences. That's what I like. That's kind of when I get excited about Starfield. Like, I want that. Yeah. I want a lot of, I'm gonna nuke this little mini, what is the town called in Fallout, like the bomb in there, and I'm gonna nuke those people, or I'm gonna save them. I want that stuff all over the freaking solar system with Starfield. Like, that's what I want, and it occupies a different space for me.
Yeah.
So it could be a little different. I don't think it competes directly with Elden Ring in that
I
way.
Wanted to hit a 90 just strictly for a fantasy league.
Fantasy, yeah.
That's
really, it changes everything, man.
It really does. I'm like, I'm rooting for you, Xbox, and your one game this year.
Damn.
Let's
Motorsport. You guys have Motorsport that you picked, and we've locked you in with it.
No. Oh, no. Oh, no. I talked to someone about that, and they're like, it's 50-50. I'm like, uh-oh.
It's not 100%
anymore? Uh-oh. And I saw it somewhere, and I'm like, uh-oh.
It looked so early, though, like, when we first saw it, it was like, oh, this isn't going to be a launch game. Remember? Like we kind of just thought it was a given. Forza 5 launched with the Xbox One.
Yeah.
Of course, the next Forza game. Like, that was the pattern and everything. But, yeah, you guys are locked in with this, which... probably better to take a zero.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? So,
but Jedi's coming out this year.
We're probably, a month and a bit from finding out? May 4th? May the 4th be with you?
Yeah, no, you don't just bring out the Cal Kestis saber for nothing.
DLC. Just more DLC. No. They took how many years? Four years?
Dude, in real time. And then, like, when that game comes out, I'm like, Jesus, it's so good. Oh, my God. You know, so that's where I'm at. I love Fallen Order. It's so good. And it is probably, like, the best, you know, Souls game that isn't a Souls game.
Yeah.
That you can get.
I have a question for you on this, because I just finished Horizon, and I wasn't, like, blown away by it. You bring up Jedi Fallen Order, and I remember getting stuck on a couple things that, like, soiled my experience like a wet nappy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like you're better about this than I am. Like, I seem to kind of, like, once I get, like, kind of stuck on something, I notice something, I'm like, it's hard for me to move past it in some cases.
Horizon was like that, though, with me as well. Like, I think Horizon Zero Dawn, Horizon Forbidden West is leaps and bounds better than the first game. I really enjoy it. But, like, at the same exact time, as much as I love Horizon, it is not, to me, the tentpole PlayStation game, right? It's the reason why the podcast exists, but it is, like... to me, it is like Uncharted. It is God of War. It is, you know, Last of Us, and it's Ghost of Tsushima, stuff like that.
Oh, like in that order.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought you were saying, like, it's among these other amazing games. Like, that doesn't sound like
Horizon.
The point you're trying to make.
Horizon's like the fifth, right there. It's there. It's great, but it's not. You know. So the one problem with me with Horizon was getting Elden Ring at the same exact time.
Yeah.
Elden Ring being real talk better.
Yeah.
And I hate, again, when I talk about the little annoyances on the show, and then, like, just, like, understand this is so small, but it's still a critical error on this game. Mm-hmm, like, it is not a 97. I think it's one of the best From Software games. I don't think it is the best From Software game. I think it does some things really well. I don't think it does things as well as others. You know, to me, it is right now still Bloodborne, Sekiro, and then, you know, Elden Ring. That said... the thing that annoys me with Horizon that I picked up on and can't let go is, Aloy, you got to shut the fuck up.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
In the beginning, I saw these critiques. I was like, I don't get it. And then I'm like, oh my God, Aloy, less is more, baby.
Yeah, it would be good. Just a little mute button on her. Just like maybe just a little toggle switch.
And then the thing that I hate is when you're picking up stuff, you have to literally stop.
Yeah.
So like Ghost of
Tsushima. Yes, yes, yes. Just like hit the button, I got it, and you just keep moving. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Ghost of Tsushima did this perfectly. A, Jin doesn't talk much. He's just out doing his business. And when you're collecting stuff, you don't stop. It's yours. It's yours.
Yeah.
It's yours. It did the perfect thing of like what I wanted Red Dead to do. Provide me this awesome open world, but still remember it's a game.
Just play. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So there are some annoyances there with me. It's definitely with Horizon. That one's like, come on, shut up. Sorry, but continue. You said
no. I mean that's kind of it. Well, and with Jedi Fallen Order, it was like the sliding. Like sometimes there's like these parts that I just had to play over and over and over again. Yeah. It was like the slides. And it's like, why is that what I remember? Like the story was great, and like it had a really kind of menacing kind of ending as well. Like I played the game all the way through. It was a quality game, but why is my Stellar. I don't know why my memory of it isn't like this was the greatest game ever. It's so strange. Real like talk. For some reason, Control, like better, like for whatever reason, the three games in that space for me is Horizon, Jedi Fallen Order, and Control. And Control is the one that I think most highly of in this moment. If you just ask me, like gut right off the top of my head.
Yeah, for me, it'd probably be off the top of my head, either Control or Fallen Order, and then like Death Stranding. Mm-hmm. But like if you go on to like Star Wars forums, Jedi Fallen Order is beloved.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
It is. Everybody loves Cal. They love BD. Like to see, like people were freaking out when they saw BD-1 or that droid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
In let's be honest, Mando. So
I didn't realize that. I have to catch up.
Oh, okay.
I had a great moment, by the way, with my son tonight. Because I was just saying, like, Lincoln is going to turn 5. And I'm like, I was just saying aloud to really the whole family was there. I'm like, I can't wait for us to have like movie nights. Like, that sounds amazing. And Chelsea's like, Lincoln will have a movie night with you. I'm like, you'll have like, you want to sit down and like watch a movie with me? And like, we'll get some popcorn. We'll go get some drinks. That's awesome. He's like, what kind of drinks? I'm like, whatever you want. We'll get some drinks. We'll have a fun night. And he's like, I would like that very much. And I'm like, this is the best. This is such a like, and then the credits rolled and we laughed and freeze frame. And then we moved on to next week's episode. That's it was a very awesome. Sitcom. It was great, man. I actually can't wait for it. So, and the reason this whole I bring this up and it's all tied together is he's discovered a couple Star Wars games on his little tablet, like little matchy-match games and little racy games and things like that. And he's like in the music. And I'm like, okay, now's my chance. It's Star Wars time. We're going pew-pew. That's doing it, man.
Awesome.
Yeah, man. Super all excited about that.
You know what else is going pew-pew, though, dude? So Zelda is out of 2023.
I asked Justin Mastin this on the Nintendo Drive. I'll ask you the same thing. Please. Justin Mastin, by the way, great co-host on the Nintendo Drive this week. Yeah. Oh, my goodness gracious. So great. Where were you, if I were to ask you this time yesterday, how confident you were in 2022 as the release time frame for Breath of the Wild sequel, what say you?
I thought it was never coming out.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
Yeah. I think whatever does not
happen. So today wasn't a surprise to you?
Today was a surprise. And like, for even like, not like, I don't even think Hogwarts is coming out this year.
Oh.
Like, yeah, like games that don't have a solid, like it's coming out this month. Like, real talk, there's a difference between Hogwarts. This is actually a great thing to think about. There's a difference between Hogwarts and Gotham Knights. Gotham Knights literally a week ago was just like, hey, we're out October 11th. Yeah. Hogwarts, they're like, we're out holiday?
Yeah.
So like if they knew they could hit 2022, they would have told you, and it's out in November.
I think I agree, and mostly just like anytime you're hedging any sort of bets on release dates, just bet against a delay. Like bet on a delay. Like you can bet on it. The only other thing that I would think to counter that is in the messaging, like you can save another big moment for your game in terms of like the actual date. Like that's the only other, it might be a stretch. It might be kind of like apologistic in a way, but like, I think that might be something if I'm thinking about marketing my game, like I want to save at least a little bit for you to be excited about later. Give us another reason to talk to you about it. Another announcement that you didn't know
like this. But month. Like just to toss it back out, Hogwarts had it's the first ever state of play.
Yeah,
like third party, like that is huge. You have so many eyes on you. Plus your, you know, infamous J.K. Rowling IP. So like,
Why not at that moment take your moment and yeah,
pretty much. Yeah. So like, yeah, whatever is in like a firm lock.
Hmm.
Yeah, I would. Hogwarts, I think, is very questionable. I would only know a few where it's like for EA, the reason why I'm so confident that Jedi Fallen Order is this year is they have nothing holiday.
Yeah.
Have nothing holiday. They need something holiday. Mm-hmm. And you saw them push out a Battlefield that was clearly not ready on holiday to make it before Black
this
Friday.
This year's EA game is the actual Battlefield release. That's what you get.
Absolutely. So yeah, no, I don't need.
And I should state my bias whenever I do talk about Jedi Fallen Order. Mm-hmm. It's one of our counter picks. Like, I don't want that game to come out at all.
No.
And that kind of sucks because as a gamer, as a person who likes to enjoy games and you know, has fond memories of the previous game, I would like that game to come out. I think that would be great. But it's going to destroy our picks here. And again, when you make these picks at the beginning of the year, like, that's, you go with the information that you have. And I just felt like it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, and same thing with Motorsport, and Hollow Knight is the other counter pick that we have for you guys.
Real talk. If Hollow Knight, like in this one, I have no, it's, if Hollow Knight comes out, you're fucked. If Hollow Knight does not come out, you are probably going to win.
Yeah. Well, you need one of our, I think that's the thing. The big thing here is you need one of these counter picks to swing things the other way.
Cause I feel like, so like the counter pick of like Jedi, that swings back to like, okay, this could go either way.
Yeah.
Right. Because like Kirby did not.
It would cancel out Kirby.
Yeah. Kirby did not score as high as I thought it was going to.
A couple points. Yeah. I thought it was going to be like maybe high 80s. It was 85.
Yeah. Real talk. I thought it was going to be 90, 91, 92. Yeah. Just the way you Nintendorks are sucking this demo off. You know?
Every one of these games, though, I really feel like.
Kirby sucks and he fucks.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
His whole mouth. I don't know. I feel like I look at a lot of these scores and it's like maybe a couple points. And now we're splitting hairs.
Yeah.
You know, is Forbidden West, should it be 89 or 87? You know, or like, isn't that amazing too, though? Like the one point that just keeps it from going there, or Ghostwire Tokyo, 76.
The one nitpick, if I may, I thought Tokyo was going to be 80. The one nitpick. Everybody's like, the pop-in in Horizon is embarrassing. Have you played Elden Ring?
Yeah.
The thing's popping everywhere. How? I do have like literal complaints. I'm like, how is that a 97? Like, on a technical front, it's running hot on PC. It ran hot in the first week of PS5. Like, I'm sorry. I feel like when it comes to reviews, we are way too forgiving. Way too forgiving.
Hang on a second. When the heck did we pick up? Oh, no, that was you. Shredders. I was looking at these scores and I saw Shredders. I'm like, I don't remember picking that game.
I don't want to think.
Right as my luck. 68, man.
I don't want to talk about
68. This. You guys, like, do you know what you're supposed to be doing to win this thing? Like, you're supposed to pick games that are going to score good.
It was supposed to be Tunic and I'm a Bears.
Oh, really?
So let's talk about.
Neither of us picked Tunic. I never saw that thing scoring well at all.
I hate this. I fucking
hate this. Okay. I hate this. You don't want to talk about that. We'll wait a couple months when. We'll close things out. What is the next game that actually coming out? Why don't I have this
Weird West. Here? That one you're going to be scared shitless. It is like a CRPG made by the ex Arcane devs. And it is legitimately very, 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 very good from what I hear. This might be one of those, it was another CRPG that came out last year. Whatever.
I don't know. Destiny Elysium.
Yeah, there you go. Disco Elysium. Where like seven people play and they really like it. Destiny Elysium.
Well, we're going to have to drop Zelda here. So we got to pick up something else. We have, we picked up The Quarry recently. And the other big hitter on Xbox land is Microsoft Flight Simulator : Top Gun Maverick.
Okay, I legit have a problem with that. That's a DLC.
Is that bogus?
That is bullshit. That really is bullshit. And it's going to score great, too.
Of course it is.
That is,
I figured that I would go for it and see if it landed, if it was available, then I'm like, I'm going for it. But you're right. It's absolute garbage.
God damn. They're, you may win because of that one.
If you're not cheating, you're not trying hard enough. That's right. That's right. Oh, we've also picked up Ryan wanted to pick up Street Fighter VI. That game is not coming. This is like your Final Fantasy 16 business.
Listen, you have to respect your co-host.
That's true.
You got to respect what he wants.
Can you tell me how much you guys spent to get Pokemon Scarlet and Violet? Because we bid a lot on that. How you guys ended up getting it.
Real talk.
like, I don't know, like tens of dollars, like, I don't know, like 20 or 30 or something like that.
Yeah, no, I think we spent like, Kyle was like, I will spend no more than like 22.
Yeah.
And I was like, no amount of money. Like, you don't get it. We need Pokemon. This one.
That's really good. Because we did every bit I do is like rounded to the nearest 5 or 10 or whatever, plus one.
Yeah.
Because I always imagine like, if you guys did 20, I want to do 21.
I was like, don't fuck me on this, Kyle. I was surprised. Okay. And then we're really done.
Yeah.
Well, you guys did not pick Sea of Stars.
Yeah, I don't know if it's coming out this year. That's my only thing. It looks great. I just don't know if it's gonna come out.
They showed a lot of gameplay stuff for it.
I don't know if Advance Wars is ever gonna come out this year.
That's true.
I could see them moving it until the end of World War III. Like they could just wait.
Real talk, I don't think World War III is gonna happen because the one side seems completely incompetent. But Fortnite,
oh, snap.
Real talk.
Mm.
There was no way they could not make that like free, like. Dude, they legit have javelin rockets that you can shoot at tanks in this game.
Which game? In Advance Wars?
No, in Fortnite.
Oh, snap, really?
Yeah. Like it is
I think I'm gonna try it now with this with the building mode gone. Yeah. Yep.
It's really good. I had one of the best nights, don't tell him, with Luke this evening. We were in like a duos and the circle, it was like the third to last circle, and we saw tanks running at each other, blowing up in the air, and you see the tanks flying, battle buses blowing up, you know, being thrown in the sky. Like, it was a legit firefight. It felt awesome. Without building, it really felt like I was like hunkered down in a foxhole with like someone who sucks.
I think I could play it now. Like, they really have removed my one criticism of it that was holding me back. I could try
it. That's good. Okay. Before I was gonna try to make a Will Smith joke.
Oh wow, yeah.
You know, because you had an incident, and I was gonna try to make a little dinger at you. That would just like between me and you, and we'd wink.
I had an incident. What happened to me?
You know that one thing about a person not being able to take a joke. Remember that? Oh, you.
I feel like it doesn't really narrow it down. Actually, that's the saddest part.
No, that is true. Everybody just learn to laugh at each other.
Just calm down. It's all jokes.
It's all jokes.
We're all going to die soon, and there's no sequel. Exactly. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Have you seen the news, Jesus?
Exactly.
All right. Okay. All right. Have you heard this? Have you seen this?
Have you heard it?
PlayStation Plus, man. Spartacus revealed.
Yeah. What a wet rag that reveal was.
What did I say on the trophy room like a week or two ago? You know it's going to be big if they have a video for it. You know it's going to be meh if it's a blog post.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is a blog post. This is how much PlayStation thinks about this.
They announced prices.
Yeah.
They announced, this is how much you can pay us.
Yep.
Is basically the takeaway that I got from today. And I felt like that was just kind of like, so I'm going to actually criticize just the announcement itself rather than whether or not like the thing itself is actually good or not. Cause I don't think that they did a good enough job telling me what I'm actually getting in exchange for the funds. Same. What goods and services will I actually be getting? I got an idea of what that is.
Concept.
And probably the best thing that they did was I think there's like one line of the blog post with like, you'll get games like Miles Morales and Death Stranding and whatever the heck else. And I'm like, that's what I want to see. Yeah. But like, they needed that kind of everywhere throughout. Like the PS3 games, such as whatever, Heavenly Sword and whatever else. Like,
even if it's just literally, just say Uncharted, just say The Last of Us, things that are literally shoo-in because they're yours.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you said all the things you could get, God of War, you could get this, that, like, you said that for the extra bit, but you didn't say it for premium. So, like, to me, you're right. To me, the rollout to the announcement is bad.
Totally. I mean, the top headline is gain access to like 700 games. I'm like, that sounds awesome. Like, show it to me. And the thing is actually what I'm picturing when I say that is what Game Pass does already, which is like, remember when they did like backwards compatibility and it's just like this carousel of games that were rolling. And it's like, I wanted to see that actually like hit me in the gut and the heart. Mind you, again, I can't buy it yet. So yeah. maybe they save that for the moment where they go, now we'll take your money.
So that's what I'm thinking they're doing. And I wanted to ask you a question because you're an Xbox fanboy, piece of shit.
Totally bought and sold. Yeah.
Totally bought and sold. Mm-hmm. Xbox Canada has your heart. You send your fucking cookies, you son of a bitch.
You know, can I tell you how many more packages I've gotten from PlayStation Canada than Xbox Canada in the last like 3 months? Oh, yeah. Like games and everything. Like Horizon and Gran Turismo to Ryan.
You want to send them my.
I would love to. Dude, trust me. Like, it bothers me that, like, what the heck? What did you do? Did you do something to somebody?
I don't know. Real talk, can I be, like, Aretha Franklin with you?
Yeah.
I saw a streamer have a conversation. She has, like 200 or 300,000 subscribers on their Twitch. And they were having another conversation with another streamer that has about, like, 100 or 200,000, like, members on their stream or whatever. And they're just like, so, yeah, no, we have like a Canadian guy on our team. We hired because they're Canadian.
Yeah.
And they're just like, and that's how we're able to get the connections. Because like America.
That's kind of gross, though. That's kind of gross. I don't know if I like that very much.
Yeah.
But the rules are there, I guess.
I think it just comes down to like the system is flawed, obviously.
Yeah.
Something
we shouldn't get stuff. We absolutely should not be getting stuff.
No, you guys should. It's just like
I don't think so.
America, like people like us, I think the wall is the wall Trump built is way too high. I can't climb it with a goddamn. Mm-hmm. You know, it is really tough because like I think the number's like around like 10,000-20,000, and then maybe someone will talk to you.
That's crazy, man.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, back to this.
Yeah. I'm a fanboy. What are you asking?
You're a fanboy, you're paid off. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
totally.
How did Game Pass roll out? Did they roll out something similar?
Game Pass, I think, wasn't very impressive at the start. And I think that's the other thing that people might if there's benefit of the doubt to be given, it is to look at the launch of Game Pass, which like it didn't have day one either at the start.
No.
But at the same time, there really wasn't anything quite like it at that time at all, like to gain access to that number of games. Like they were really breaking new ground at that front. So you can't really compare the two right across the board because Game Pass does exist in the format that it is. And this new version of PlayStation Plus can be directly compared to what it is. Now, we talked about this, I think, the last time on this very show, whatever we're calling this thing, in that I said if they're not going to have day and date stuff, they can hold that until a desperate day. And if they just give you backwards compatibility stuff, the library is strong enough for that to be okay.
Yep.
And I feel like, again, like that's why I think today's announcement kind of sucked and was missing a bit of an opportunity, because if you just show people that, PlayStation fans will go crazy for another chance to play Twisted Metal or whatever the hell, like... I think that would have landed so much better, and it will sell in a way that probably does compete with Game Pass, at least for revenue generation and allowing PlayStation to do all the things that they want to do. But instead, they kind of limped across the start line, mm-hmm. and it's left to just, when you look at one product compared to the others, I actually think that this gives a bit of an opening to Xbox to lean into this a bit. Yep. Give us another cool third-party game that's going to come day and date and just kind of squash this. So yep. It's a position play. It will sell. And I also, last thing I'll say about this is I actually like that it's just an enhancement of PlayStation Plus. I didn't want a new name to have to figure out or anything. I think PlayStation Plus is a great name, and this is just an evolution of that product. But I don't know, like I think I might be alone on that. I think people were wanting some people wanted it to be called Spartacus, which like just we've been around this block enough. That's not what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is exactly what I thought this service was going to be, almost to a T, except the whole, like, I would like deeper discounts for premium. And I think for the price of $18, you deserve it. Like $18 is way too much.
Yeah. Cause you get discount prices as a PlayStation Plus member to go buy stuff.
To begin with.
So like, I see what you're saying.
The problem with the service actually is Essential is way too good. Like, $10, that's a like 2 monthly downloadable games. Great. Exclusive discounts. I do that shit all the time. Cloud saves. Xbox folks always throw that in our face. I really don't give
that's
a shit.
That's not good at all. No, that's not good. That's twice as what you're paying for. That's PlayStation Plus, but it's twice the cost.
No. PlayStation, but the annual. So monthly is $9.99 like it always.
Yeah.
Quarterly, right. $25. Yearly is still $60.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I was doing $10 times 12 months. Got it. Okay.
So like the monthly.
Yeah, that is good. It always has been good. That's PlayStation Plus. It's always been good.
Yeah. And so like the extra is like, okay, catalog up to 400 of the most enjoyable PS4, PS5, including third party games and the extra tier is download to play. So no streaming.
Yep.
Great. Now, this is a good tier. Like, real talk. This is, you could go and grab like a, you know, a Guardians or an Avengers like they have in the past, or like Red Dead like they have in the past. So like, this is a good comparable tier, honestly, to Ultimate, because this is literally Game Pass, but
No day one. Yeah.
Which again, bummer, but fine. And I mean, if you're getting Returnal, if you're a new PlayStation owner, you're getting Returnal, you're getting Spider-Man Miles, you're getting, you know, you're getting stuff.
Which is like the PlayStation Plus collection that launched with PS5, which I am a huge fan of. Like, I think that is one of the best things they ever did. Like, because those games are great. Those, like, legit, those games are really, really good. The Batmans, the Bloodborne, the Fallouts, the things like that, the Uncharted's, all that
stuff.
It'd be
crazy if you got another Bloodborne too, huh?
Yeah, don't hold your breath, man.
That'd be crazy if, like, they're going to announce a strategic partnership together.
That'd be really amazing, nuts. Actually. Yeah. Made by Hideo Kojima.
Mm-hmm. Not saying a word.
That'll be the next thing that we fight about.
Yearly for the PlayStation Plus Extra is $99. So again, this is actually a good competitive price without day one. But my problem comes with the third tier, Premium, which is $18. And maybe I'm just overthinking it, but all the benefits from Extra, great. Plus an additional 340 games that include PS3, which, here's the bummer,
streaming.
Mm-hmm. That sucks. Dude, it's 2022. I've seen Xboxes emulate PS2 and PS3 games. You can do this.
Yeah.
You can do this. You just don't want to. But the cool thing is, download and play PS2, PSP, and PS4 games and PlayStation 1 games. Cool. And you now can also stream them if you'd like on a mobile or PC. Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, not mobile. On PS4, PS5, and on PC. And you get game trials. $20 a month. Mm-hmm. Honest to God, if they wanted to make this a comparable service to Game Pass, Premium wouldn't exist, and it would just be Extra. Because if the trade-off was, no day and date, well, at least for $15 a month, I get backwards compatible PS1, PS2, PSP, like up to PSP, awesome. And I can stream these games, awesome. And I can, you know, play them on my PC, cool. And I could play PS3 games, of course, streamed, but awesome. Like, that would be a great, all right, well, at least we have this. And the fact that this is like an extra $4 kind of sucks.
This is just your classic tier-based pricing system, though. This is your medium fries. Who gets a medium fry or medium? Like, look at my drink right now. I got a large. Like, it didn't cost me a whole bunch more. Look at all this extra pop I get. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
This is, it gives you just enough and doesn't cost you really a whole, like, it's $20 more. Like, I would be in for premium. I'm not going to lie here.
Oh, really?
And, oh, yeah. Yeah, I would say I'm in. But I need to see, I'll go back to what I said to start up this. I need to see the games. I would like to see that. But I'm on board for a lot of this stuff. I have the stupid edition of Nintendo Switch Online. Like, I have the expensive version and it's like, it's not that great either. So I'm not really the barometer for this. Like, I don't think I'm representative of where everybody else comes in on this. And I think people are right to criticize it. Yeah. But I just look at, like, if I paid $100 a year for PlayStation Plus Extra, and then I looked over across the street at some of my friends who paid that extra $20 and they're getting PS2, PSP, and maybe some extra stuff, like, I'd be kind of pissy about it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I feel like I'd be missing out, and it wasn't like I really would need to break the bank for that extra $20.
And I think you're right. I think for me, like, if there is no trophy support for PS1, PS2, PS3 games, this is definitely I'll play it for Siphon Filter for 5 minutes, but then I'll switch back to Extra.
That's why it's so similar to Nintendo for me, because it's exactly the same. I will go have a bite of Mario 3 for a little bit, and I'm glad that I have it available. Yeah. But I'm not playing it to completion because I got other stuff to do.
Yeah, and I was just like, because like one person I was talking to online said something really dumb, so I want to embarrass them and say it here.
Oh, where, specify who it is. Like, tell like, who is it? What's their home address?
I wish I knew. But they were just like, yeah, 20 million sold. And like, so that everybody's already played it. I'm like, really? The world's population is 20 million sold. Okay, cool. I'm the fucking idiot. I'm the fucking idiot because, you know, I God of War, 2-year-old game, of course, 20 plus million people played it. First week sold 2 million units, but I'm the asshole.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you break down that barrier for people, maybe more people get to try it and get to enjoy it, or more newly minted PlayStation players get to experience it, get to enjoy it. There's something.
Some of these kids have to be reminded about The Last of Us. When The Last of Us came out on PS3 and it sold gangbusters, it was like one of the best selling games, highly acclaimed, blah, blah, blah. PS4 comes out, sells like crazy. And especially in that case, it was interesting because a lot of Xbox people jumped off the boat, went over to PlayStation, and The Last of Us Remastered came out. And it was like this ridiculous number or percentage of people who had never played The Last of Us before. Yep. And it's just like, that's the only example I need for to totally get rid of that side of the argument of everybody's like, played it already.
How many people have bought any Nintendo Switch game that has been ported over from Wii U? Like how many people have rebought Mario 64 God knows how many times? So like when I hear that argument, I'm like, oh
yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Like, well, then you skip it. I don't know. Like that.
Yeah, you skip it. I don't give a shit. You don't have fun.
Exactly. So we need more people like that on here. We're way too agreeable on this stuff. We need somebody coming here like.
Can you call me?
But again, who knows? Maybe next month we get a little bit better of idea of what the gains actually are, and then we go, eh, whatever. But I don't know. Because I'm already $60 in a year with PlayStation anyways. Yeah. That's where I'm at. Like I'm already at the baseline. Like that's where I'm coming in at. Yeah. So for people who haven't been spending this kind of money on subscriptions, that baseline is probably where you're going to end up. Like that, it's probably too much to go from $0 to $120 a year. But if you're already a PlayStation Plus subscriber and maybe you've been dabbling in now, like feel like this starts to make a little bit more sense. You just have to think about the different people, different and types of gamers.
To me, I'm like, if this is the start, fine. This is great. I know it's going to get better in a year plus when things start changing, when the portfolio changes. Because, yes, most of PlayStation games are one and done. So, you know.
Returnal was one of these games. Like, that's a great lineup. DLC's great. Launch titles include Death Stranding, God of War, Marvel Spider-Man, Miles Morales, in addition, Mortal Kombat 11, and Returnal. That's insane.
Yeah. It's good. It's a good lineup.
That's really good. That's really good.
So, again, I think we lose track on the day and date stuff. Because even, like Jim Ryan's, it's like, yeah, there's going to be games that come in here day and date. But we're not telling you what he's literally setting up for, of course, games, the service games that we make are coming on here. Shut the fuck up. It's like, of course this is happening. Like,
yeah.
So I think when their portfolio changes out, it's going to allow them more wiggle room. And then people also have to kind of come to grips with this notion that Game Pass is the best value in gaming. I love that I'm not paying if I could pay $15 a month for Horizon, that's great. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they also know they can get $70 out of me.
You also have Destiny.
When it comes to Xbox, the word on the street is like, yes, Game Pass is really popular within its ecosystem, but it's having a hard time breaking out of the ecosystem.
Right.
Like, they were supposed to be at 30 million subscriptions a while ago. It's doing well, but they're not seeing the trajectory that they want. It's going up. They just want it to be upper. And once their games start rolling out, that's what the bet is like. Yeah, once you get the Starfields, once Call of Duty is, or Activision's there, like that's what they're betting on to hit that 50 million mark so that then they can upcharge you.
It's sad. Like, this gets into the Xbox is dead kind of conversation, which is hilarious for us to have.
Dead.
What are they doing? Like, what is it's like they trained for a fight and they only got through like the first two rounds. And it's like, this thing's going to five rounds. Dude, this is a championship out. Like,
is that how you feel?
It's kind of how I feel. Like, I just feel like they were swinging and it was hate. Like this time last year, it was like, holy crap, they got MLB The Show. And oh my gosh, Outriders turned out to be a really good get for them and all this other stuff. It seemed like last year, this time it was great. And it's like, what have we really been reporting on with Xbox? And it's not that it's bad. It's just last year was way heavier. And it's hard for me to look at last year and this year and go, well, like, it's not as good. They got Tunic and Shredders. And Tunic turned out to be great, and Shredders turned out to be not as good. But, like, I really do feel like they're a little quiet. I still wish that they would figure out their how they even promote themselves. Like, you can say all you want about the blog post being kind of like, oh, I even said it's a wet rag. Yeah. But at least you got like a state of play that gets people to tune in, you know.
Fair enough.
Xbox doesn't really, and this is funny, like when we come onto the show and it's like, I should be attacking PlayStation, but I'm just like, I'm frustrated. It's like, come on, like, you're Microsoft, you can figure out backwards compatibility, but you can't figure out how to like run a sizzle reel for 17 minutes and have a couple surprises in there and having us like just losing our minds over this, that, or the other. Like, I don't know. I don't think that they're completely out of touch with their audience, but that shows like they're not completely in touch with it either.
They spend too much time getting social media points. That's my feeling. Like, I feel like they're sometimes.
Well, he's got it figured out. That's one, like, well, one person in his team with Stein and everybody there. Like, they've got it figured out, but like, that's kind of it, you know?
But like, they gotta see the one thing that you cannot escape. And I'm like, this is where I sound like a PlayStation fanboy. It's like, your management still ain't there, kid. You can have all of it. You can have your Activisions, you can have your Bethesda, you can have this main core. But look at Halo's launch. As much as I love Infinite, it's a fucking mess.
Yeah, man.
And they're delaying so much. It's like, yo, we gave you like a year and a half. What was this game supposed to be? And I think
what would they have launched a year before? What would they actually have launched at that point in time?
Something dreadful. So I think that would have severely hurt that brand really bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But well, like, now it's hurting as well.
Yeah. Right now, it's just like, where are the updates? Where are the content? Well, yeah. The store is still a mess. It's just like,
yeah,
there's so many things you haven't addressed, and there is no new content out here, and people are leaving, and it's really, I sound like a whiny little bitch, but like,
people are leaving my game.
But it's like, y'all have all these games that I'm now supposed to, and your management's been rough, let's be honest, call a spade a spade. Now I'm just supposed to trust you because you got Activision, you're supposed to get, you know, you have Bethesda, and everything's gonna be fine now. It's just like,
it's not that quick. It's definitely not that quick. But the one thing that I look to is like a game or series like Diablo, and go, that's Diablo. What Microsoft needs. Diablo, Deckard Cain. They need a team who lives and breathes ongoing and loot based stuff and all that. Like, because 343, I think they made a really competent shooter, and they honed in on the story. I think all that kind of stuff was really good. They got their cool new engine. That's all great. But we keep seeing what happens when devs try to like do what another team does, but it's like, clearly the other team is the experts in this. Yeah. When you try to make like a Destiny, like, it's like, really only Bungie can do that. You know, there's only a few. And when Epic bought Rocket League, they infused a lot of the Fortnite stuff into Rocket League. They made it free to play and a lot of the monetization models, and that seems to work.
Yeah.
So that gives me hope for the future of things like Gears and Forza and Halo and all that kind of stuff. It's like, but they've got to cross-pollinate with that Diablo team.
They have to cross-pollinate with each other better. It's one thing that I've heard is like the frustration between Xbox teams is that they don't talk to each other nearly as much as they'd like. And the one thing that we see from PlayStation is the constant communication between these teams. And maybe that's at its fault, because sometimes, you know, the games maybe look and feel alike to some folks, but like, you have Sea of Thieves that has done a good battle pass. Why didn't you ask for help here?
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, I wonder too about like just the pandemic. Because I think like there's so much North America. It's funny you just bring up Rare because they're not an example that fits this here. But like, so much investment in North American development that like Microsoft could host their own like GDC. And it's all their own teams and they could pay for it, and they bring everybody together. They all share ideas. Like, I think that's something that would be cool to just as a total dork over this whole industry thing. Like, it'd be good. It'd be neat to know that that's something that they do. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, that's I like to see that. That'd be neat. But I think they need to do that. Like, they really do need to have like, what does Bethesda do and how do they infuse what, like how they do stuff with everybody else? I don't know. I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
But so to your point, Sony is worldwide and they've obviously figured this out. Like, Guerrilla is what, Netherlands over there, and Polyphony is, where the heck are they? Are they the UK? Polyphony?
Yes. No, Polyphony, I'm sorry, is Japan. Japanese.
Are they? Straight out of Japan? Oh, I guess I, you know, when I watched that whole 8-minute intro, I saw the credits. Yeah, no, that's, well, that's
all the names. I
saw the credits. I shouldn't. Yeah, a lot of Yoshis.
Yeah, a lot of it. Yeah, yeah. So like that's my struggle with Xbox. It's like they still, to me, as a gamer, haven't shown that they know how to manage these studios and that these games can come out and are legitimate, like constant stream of good vibes. Like I feel like they were on a brief streak with Psychonauts, which of course
they had game like of the year contender, man.
A game of the year contender, but they didn't. They probably threw more money at it, but that was well in development before Microsoft got a hand of them. And like Horizon was great as well.
Yeah, I want to jump back into it.
But then like the streak was over and Halo came out. And it was like, yeah, this is a little barren, but great, but barren. And then it's still barren and we're waiting for the content drip. And I don't know. May's going to have to be big for them, but
it's a dangerous game, man, because people can move on. There's lots of other things to get to. Now, the other thing I want to balance out my whininess on this Xbox side, because as a podcaster or somebody who wants to like, isn't this exciting? And we get hyped. There's a dopamine hit that we get all the time, especially when you're an Xbox podcaster. If I wasn't podcasting and I was just playing and I was just subscribed to Game Pass, like, and I play maybe 2, maybe 3 hours a night tops, I'm probably still good. I've still got a ton of games to play. It's just, it's the whole, like, what am I actually looking for in my subscription to Game Pass and as an owner of Xbox? Like, my experience going from all my various Xboxes to each other is, like, way better than PlayStation. I'll tell you that much for sure. Getting a PS5 was a giant pain in the butt, and it was a PS5-sized pain in my butt.
That's right.
But, like, yeah, like, if I'm just looking for games to play, I've got more than enough on Xbox. And I actually don't need a brand new game to go play. Like, I've got a ton that I've got to go get to. And I have to remember, I feel like it's only fair even in the commentary to remember that that's kind of how a lot of people play as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's the hardcore of the hardcore who buy like every single, or the dumbest of us who buy every single game day one. Yeah. It's like, what are we doing? Unless you're...
I'm not getting to this. You know, I'm not getting the Tiny Tinas. I am getting the Tiny Tinas. Really,
dude, I want Tiny Dudes crossplay and everything. Like, I might buy two copies so Chelsea and I can play together.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? But like, yeah, no, you're right. And I think like when I take a look at my Xbox, I'm like, I've not turned you on since January.
Oh wow,
it's been a minute.
Yeah,
I'm looking at Donnie. He's like, Donnie made a fucking kick-ass PC, and he's enjoying life.
Donnie is enjoying life.
He's out of the game now, it seems. And he's well, and
that's
time.
That's it. He's just kind of playing wherever he's going, where his heart takes him.
Yeah.
And in some cases, if all you have is an Xbox with Game Pass, it's not a bad place to be, man.
Or like if you have a PC with Game Pass, it's like,
or a PC with Game Pass, exactly. Right. Yeah.
I could get down with this. So Xbox is slow news week. I think will run its course soon. I'm confident. I know, like, just Corden, like, today was just like, you'll have something, you know, April, May.
It always, and of course, like, and that's why I feel like it's okay to just kind of, like, lament a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to be forever. It's not, like, not really dead, just because you said so.
It's not like fucking PlayStation that is done. All right. Well, you know what?
When can we buy that stuff? When can we get these subscriptions?
In June.
Buy it? Yeah, I'm probably going to get in. I like that. Shout out to the option to buy for a year. Dude, you can't get that on Game Pass.
No, not yet.
Can't buy a year.
Not yet. But what happens when they do? What type of discount would you see, like, an annual discount? How steep would it be? Because how much is it for a year? Like 180?
What is it, like $16? Well, that was different for, is it $15 a month?
Yeah.
In American dollars. Yep. So whatever the heck that is, it's 120, 20, 180 20. Bucks a year.
Yeah. Okay. See, look at that. I was right. So what, 150?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be real swell.
Pretty nice.
Well, I guess that's been the console war room, I guess.
Is that it? Did we cover everything? I wanted to yell at you about a bunch of stuff.
Oh, wow. We did it in 48 minutes. Have you seen this?
Halo, Zelda, PS Plus, Xbox is dead, Fantasy Critic, and I got a PS5 and it sucks. Horizon is overrated.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to yell at you about.
What can I say that's overrated about Xbox?
Can you tell me, how do I get this stupid bait? Like, what's the trick with this base thing, the stand on this stupid PlayStation that can't sit on its side or upright properly? What do I have to do? Do I have to, like, twist it into place or anything?
Just, what do you, how are you? Is it horizontal or vertical?
Horizontal. Yeah, it sits underneath everything else. It's too tall. Otherwise, it gets in the way of my TV.
Oh, I don't know. I think the stand, again, that design's bad. We need to stand firm on this. The design's not great because you put it horizontal. That stand's too wobbly, man. I tried to move it a little bit and everything fell and like that.
Also, can I turn down the speaker on this thing? I'm trying to play a nice quiet game. For sure. And Aloy's got her like everything's way too loud. I got to turn that thing down a little bit. Yep.
Gotta love that controller. Yeah. Oh, you know what we could console war about? Here's the thing. I think the BAFTAs voted on the best controller. Let me see. BAFTA best controller.
And it was the Microsoft Sidewinder with force feedback and USB support.
No. It was the DualSense 1, the best controller ever tournament. The Xbox, I'm trying to find the tweet. I'm really trying to find it because it is, even to me, I'm like, this is not good. Like, this is not like who voted. Because the Xbox, okay, here it is. So the DualSense 1, the Xbox controller was not even a finalist. The Xbox controller lost to, have you seen this? Have you heard about this? The PS2 controller.
No. See, that just seems pointed.
And it was the Elite controller. The PS2 controller beat that.
See, I've actually fallen out of love with the Elite controller.
Really?
I got rid of mine.
Did you actually finally realize it's made like a shit?
They're not built very well, man. I would not recommend it.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I don't recommend it either. I think they're overpriced and they think they break too easily, like my Halo one already did.
I think the DualSense is also overpriced.
Okay, you can knock that off.
Primarily based on that battery sucks ass. It does. Still sucks.
It does.
It's a problem.
It was good for a week, and then it was just like, and we suck now. I still rather than double A's, but like,
I've had the same rechargeable battery since 2012.
Oh, here we go.
Like I just don't get it. Like I bought some good double A, you know, rechargeable Panasonic things from in 2012, and they work in everything that takes batteries.
I don't know. How is the Kinect in here? It started off DualSense N64. Not even a contest.
The more you talk about this list, it just invalidates the winner. Even more.
You're the controller.
Versus your body, you exactly.
Guitar Hero versus DDR. GameCube versus the NES. Of course, GameCube won. Of course, the GameCube.
Oh God, what are you?
It's too ergonomic. That's its problem. It's too relaxing, and it can't do shooters.
GameCube, what's too relaxing?
GameCube. It's too good.
With its hard ass plastic C stick nubby thingy, like what?
You take out that nubby thingy. There's nothing good about it. You take out that nubby thingy, you put in an analog stick like God intended.
Yeah.
Because like, here's the thing.
GameCube that's an actually different controller. That's a pretty significant adjustment you're making GameCube there. GameCube
controller flew too close to the sun. It was almost too perfect for God's grace, and God was just like, I shall not contend with thee, and then put that weird ass nub in there. Great controller. But again, it can't do shooters. You have the SNES versus Genesis. SNES won.
Yeah. Oh, that's one of the, that's damn near a perfect controller.
Atari controller versus whatever the fuck that's supposed to be. I don't even know what that is. It's like a thrust.
Like the Atari, like the little joystick with the button on top?
It's like two joysticks. It's like a mech. You got Joy-Cons versus PS2. Dreamcast versus Elite.
Oh, I mean, Dreamcast does not hold up very well.
It doesn't hold up. Like, we got it. Like, wire is fucking weird. Like,
yeah, it's too narrow. Like, your hands are really, really quite close together. It's kind of tall. The balance is all a little weird.
Yeah, and the finalist was DualSense versus PS2.
Oh, I understand how this is working. This is like a tournament bracket thing.
Yeah, it was like a tournament bracket.
So
I'm just saying, like, kiss the rings, bitch. that's been the console war room, man. Yeah, the war's been adjourned until tomorrow when we find out that From and PlayStation's entered a strategic partnership for Bloodborne 2. Woohoo! Gotta believe. Until then, everybody. How do we exit out the show?
I don't know. Keep hunting. Keep
fighting the good fight.
Keep hating PlayStation.
Yeah.
So you never know what to say. It's just.